We're here today. First and foremost, I want to let you guys know who we all are. We're Beer Geek Radio. We're based out of Rancho Cucamonga. We are a craft beer podcast that discusses beer reviews, you know, taste test tournaments, and other various craft beer related stuff. We're here today because Hangar 24's Double IPA has advanced all the way to our IPA tournament. And for those of you who were here last year, they won the whole thing last year, so they're here to do it again today. But they have tough competition with Knee Deep Hoptologist. So that's what we're doing here. Really quick, before we start, we want to let you guys kind of know our qualifications, and then we'll get rolling. So, Chris, you want to take that away first?
Sure. My name's Chris Martin. I see a few familiar faces out there. Some of you might know who I am. I do some work with Brew Rebellion up in Yucaipa. It's a new upstart brewery. They've been around since they opened their doors on June 22nd. So that's when they came about. And I've also worked in the in the beer distribution industry for about 4 or 5 years. On top of that, I just enjoy good craft beer, you know? Steven, how about you?
Oh, I love craft beer.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, that's it. No.
Any other qualifications? Cicerone, beer server, anything?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm just a fan.
Well, glad we got that one out of the way. I'm the host of the show. My name is Brad. My craft beer journey began roughly about 7 or 8 years ago. I have my dad to thank for that. When I'm not recording or editing writing episode formats, I spend my days at the brewery as a member of their packaging team, first shift. So any brewery bottles you guys get or kegs you guys try, I'm the one that puts the beer in there. So next time you drink a brewery beer, think of me. But we're all going through the Cicerone certification program. Chris is already a certified beer server.
That's true. Forgot to mention that. Thank you.
Yeah. We're all going to be going through that.
So we're here to just taste test some IPAs. The tournament began with 8 West Coast California double IPAs. It's been a very fun tournament, and Hangar 24 has advanced to the finals, as has Knee Deep Hoptologist. We're here to taste test those today blindly. We're going to take a break here in just a moment, and we're going to have beers brought out to us. We'll give our taste test opinions, and then we'll go ahead and reveal the winner and crown a champion. We've got a medal to give away today, so
We've got a table full of fun stuff over there. We got some BGR shirts. If you'd like, help yourselves. Help us promote. You can also see the bracket layout of who advanced and what they beat in this tournament. And
it's basically the tournament in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Yep. And you guys can see, obviously, the bottles that are right there are the ones that are in the tournament. And guys, feel free to take a shirt or a business card and help promote the show and give
Please
us a listen.
Please do.
So we're going to go ahead and take a break now, and we're going to have the beers brought out to us in just a second. As I said, we will not know which one's which. All we have is A and B. We'll give our thoughts and then pick a winner. So we'll
neither will you guys, hopefully.
Yeah, you guys shouldn't know either. So, all right, give us a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right, we're back underway with some tournament judging for the Beer Geek Radio second annual IPA tournament. This episode is going to be, as we said, Knee Deep Hoptologist against Hangar 24. All right, so let's go to the smell on Beer A. That's the way this works. We give the smells, the taste, and critique these beers and pick a winner.
I'm getting a surprising amount of malt sweetness coming off of Beer A.
Yeah, but it complements the hop pretty nicely, though. I like it so far.
Yeah, it's definitely tropical.
Tropical?
I'm getting a lot of tropical
I was leaning more toward the
aromas.
The earthy side.
Really?
I'm getting more of an earthy hop aroma.
We actually had this this problem before.
Really?
Well, not problem, but you were getting earthy. I was getting more tropical.
Okay. Yeah. It's more of the earthy variety. Good malt balance. Somebody said malt balance and it's a double IPA? Come on.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm ready to go in for the flavor if you guys are too.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, everyone.
Well, on the flavor, I'm not getting nearly as much tropical flavors as I was getting out of the aroma.
Mostly dank, earthy hops.
Yeah, it's dank. It is.
Malt backbone.
Mm-hmm. It's sweet. It's malty. It's got that nice, earthy kind of hop, that pine resinous hop to it.
Yeah.
It's good.
See, I agree
like
with
it.
It
almost has
I'm
a sticky mouthfeel.
I'm not getting earthy
See, I was going to say, how does a dry mouthfeel? And I know you have a problem with dry.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with dry. I just don't really pick it up. I don't have a problem that you can pick up dry.
Yeah. It's definitely dry.
No, it's just giving my mouthfeel kind of that Sahara Desert feel.
Yeah. See, it's not a flavor. It's more of a feel.
It is. It's definitely a feel.
You can get it on your tongue.
I'm liking it so far, though. What about
it's
you
good.
Guys?
It's
I
good.
Think it's pretty strong. I dig it.
I'm picking up that pine nut character that I keep talking about through this whole tournament. Are you guys getting it yet?
No.
Nope.
I think what you're getting mostly is the malt playing with the hops, and yeah. That's what's simulating a pine nut flavor.
Okay.
I'm not getting pine nut at all. I can kind of understand why you might, though.
Right. It's just one of those strange flavors that's coming up for me.
Is it just me, or does it feel kind of flat, though?
Not at all.
No, really? I'm not getting a flat.
No,
getting
it's
good,
flat.
Good carb level. I mean, you can see the carbonation level on the beer. It looks really
good. Well, I can see it, but I can't feel it.
No.
I like these tinted glasses,
sorry for
too.
You. Yeah, we tried to tint the glass. Well, we didn't try to tint them. Yeah. We tried to buy tinted glasses to at least kind of take away some of the appearance to make it a little more challenging for us.
Yeah, it didn't help too much.
At least they look pretty.
Yeah.
Anything else this beer's doing well that stands out to you guys?
For a double, obviously all these are doubles. For a double, it doesn't. Are you getting booze at all? Because I'm not really getting any booziness.
No booziness.
No. And I don't think we've had booziness for any beer in this tournament so far, right?
I got some a little bit out of hop juice, I think, just because it was really, really, really malty.
Right.
I think it's good when an IPA doesn't have too much of a boozy character.
Yeah, me too.
That takes away from the bitterness.
Yeah, we're not drinking barrel-aged stouts up here.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want a whole lot of booze.
You want hop character. You don't want bitter. You don't want the booziness.
Well, okay. Well, then tell that to Dogfish Head 120.
Okay. Well, that's an exception because that's a great beer.
It is, but it's very boozy.
Yes, it is. It's very boozy.
It's like a liquor cabinet with hops.
All right. Well, I'm ready to move on to the aroma.
Yeah,
of B.
I've gotten enough out of A so far to kind of have a mental note. I'm going to go into the aroma on B. Okay.
Oh,
see,
wow.
that's
whole
the tropical
other world.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
What I got out of A, I'm getting way more out of B.
That's the tropical that you were talking about. That's what I'm getting now.
Fresh fruit, pineapple, citrus, mango,
yeah,
guava.
I'm getting a lot of fruit,
but you get fruit.
I'm getting a lot of grapefruit.
Mangoes, maybe.
Mango. I'm getting more grapefruit.
Yeah, so, I mean, we, you guys out there that are listening, you guys, if you're familiar with double IPAs, and all this sounds very familiar, some people who might not be familiar, hops can tend to lend a ton of different flavors into a beer. They're used as a bittering agent and a preservative, but different hop varieties impart different flavors on a beer. A lot of them have, like, a pininess. That's what most people associate IPAs with, pine. Another one is citrus, and that's, you hear us saying, grapefruit and oranges and papayas or guavas. It's just a very fruity character, and that's what we're getting out of this beer. So just to kind of explain that so people think we're not drinking fruit juice.
It's definitely not fruit juice.
Yeah.
But you are getting mostly fruit, like fresh fruit on the smell on this beer. I'm not getting a lot of hop.
Well, see, what I'm hoping is what I didn't like about A is the aroma that I got, it did not say much about the flavor. It was actually quite different. I'm hoping B is another story. I'm hoping I'm getting – I hope I get the same flavor out of B as I did with the aroma.
Well, I'd say it's about time we find out. What do you think?
I think I'm on board with that.
All right, cool.
Let's do it.
Anyway, once again, Beer B, cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
And do you want to explain to everybody, Chris, what it is you're saying instead of cheers?
There it is.
Because for the first few times you said it, I didn't know what you were saying either. Now I know you well enough. Do you want to explain that really quick?
Well, I'm not saying cilantro. It's cilantro.
I really thought you were saying that at first.
It's a traditional Celtic cheers. It means basically to your health.
Ah.
Now, under the beer.
It's fruity.
Very fruity.
Yeah.
Very fruity.
It's not disappointing. The aroma was a very good... hint to what it would taste like.
It's more of the citrus variety, obviously, not the so much of the dank, earthy hops that we got out of A.
Well, you get that tropical right up front. It slaps you in the face a little bit, and then you get the bitterness coming through on the back end.
Yeah,
where you actually get to taste the hop.
It's a lot more complex than A is.
Yeah, it definitely takes you on a different ride of flavors, and it's very, very pleasant. Whereas A is, and honestly, for people who like a big hop smack in the face. That one's definitely
A is more for your liking.
The hop varieties used in this beer are very different from each other.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, most definitely. I also think that A probably was brewed with more malt, too.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm getting a lot cleaner finish on Beer B.
Yeah, it's very crisp, very, very refreshing. We spoke about booziness a little bit ago. Obviously, when people drink, like, American single IPAs, they're lower in alcohol content. You're not going to get any booziness out of them. But big doubles, sometimes that can happen because they have a lot of malt.
Definitely.
And especially East Coast versions of the style.
Yeah, they're
bigger still
beers.
I still like a crisp, refreshing double IPA.
Mm-hmm.
B is doing that for me right now.
Yeah, and I'm actually getting that crisp carbonation that I wasn't really getting out of A. I mean, I know you can see it in A, but I wasn't tasting it. It almost had a flat character, and I wasn't a big fan of that.
That's odd. I didn't get that. Did you, Chris?
I did not get a flat character at all from either one of these beers.
By the way, I'm going back to A real quick. I want to see it.
I'm going to cleanse my palate, and then I'm going to go back to A as well.
Yeah, I just did that.
The palate cleanse is good, but sometimes it's also good to go right back and forth just to see how they stack up head-to-head, you know?
Yeah, I try. I do both, usually. I do the palate cleanse first, and then later, in right before we deliberate and pick a winner is usually when I do the right back and forth, just to kind of, that last sensation that I get is usually, you know, more memorable.
Gotcha, mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, then I'll follow your lead, and I'll cleanse my clallet. Ha! I'm drinking beer up here, guys. This is real.
Yeah, it's not fake. We haven't been drinking all morning, though, so just in case you were wondering. We have to take some time off.
I was going to say.
Do we?
You'd have me thinking otherwise.
Do we really?
Well, I mean, it's not like we drank a lot last night.
Nah, true.
We were at an excellent beer tasting last night to kind of get us ready for today. Luckily, we're not really still feeling it, though.
Yeah, I'm going back to A, and I'm still kind of torn. It's good.
Harder matchup than you thought it'd be, isn't it?
It is.
Well, we've had these beers still very recently, too, because this tournament has spanned the entire month so far of October, and we've done it pretty quick. So, I mean, we've had these beers recently, so they're still very familiar, but we haven't had them head-to-head, and that's normally when these beers take on different personalities, and the matchups bring out the best in these beers. And some of the matchups itself brought out what was worse about one beer or another.
Yep.
So it all depends on the matchup, and it's very dependent on that.
And you know, I'm not going to lie. We've had these beers, as you just said. So I'm already I know which one is which. I can tell by the flavor. The aroma kind of threw me off at first, but when I smelled beer B, that was corrected very quickly.
That's happened multiple times in this tournament.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to be ashamed of in that.
Yeah.
For you guys, maybe, but I don't think I haven't had that problem nearly as much.
I think I've only had it once or twice.
Yeah.
Steven, maybe more.
I had it. I think last week's episode, and that was about it.
It was the cafe against double. Both of you guys thought that the first
exactly.
one was hanger.
Exactly. And until we smelt hanger.
Right. So you guys have gone back to A, right? Both of you?
Yeah, I've gone back.
I went back.
What are your thoughts on it now for a second go round?
It really actually hasn't changed after going back from B. Beer B didn't do much to change my perception of A. It's I don't want to give it away, but I'm already kind of leaning towards which one I prefer.
Like you said before, Stephen, we know which beer is which.
Yeah,
all three of us do. I can guarantee you.
Well, that's why it's that much more important for us to try to pick out what we like about both.
I remember
of them.
Last week when Beer B went up against its opponent. It just completely destroyed the taste.
Yeah, it did.
Well, and I'm not having that problem this
time.
Yeah,
no, this time I'm able
this
to pick out.
This holding up.
Yeah,
very
exactly.
Well.
It is. And then you know what? That's another quality about it. It's not letting the other beer ruin its own flavor.
Yeah. And there's a lot to be said for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've since cleansed my palate and gone back to B again. And still getting big, big citrus character. Not a lot of, obviously, almost no malt flavor really in there.
Yeah.
It's a very excellent use of the different hops that are in this beer. And it's definitely trying to be one specific thing, and it does it very well.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And I a lot of times I have problems with very fruity IPAs because they just come off too fruity. But I'm getting a really nice bitterness on the back end.
Oh, yeah.
You can taste that hop coming through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It is just delightful.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about Beer B?
Beer B.
Beer B, yeah.
Oh, you know I'm talking about Beer B.
Beer A, what it does well for me is it's got that good earthy hop, which I know I'm more fond of than you guys are, I'm
pretty
sure. Well,
see, I got the earthy hops out of the flavor. I didn't get out of the aroma, but I'm a fan of it. I'm liking it because it lingers.
It has a really good balance, Beer A, between that earthiness and between the sweet malts. I think it does a really good job balancing the two.
Yeah, I agree.
And the noise, for people listening, I'm not sure if I touched on this in the beginning of the show, We do have a live audience today. We are recording for their listening pleasure, but we do also have an audience that listens to us all over the world online. So for those of you out there who are wondering what that background noise is, we actually are at on location at Hangar 24 today, as promised, in beautiful Redlands, California.
Mm-hmm.
It is an absolutely gorgeous day outside. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's a packed house. Everybody's here having beer. So, you know,
this is forklift backing up right behind
yeah,
us.
You can hear the beeps. So... They're moving, looks
like... I'm hoping that's a pallet full of beer.
Double IPAs, man?
Who knows? Yeah. But, yeah, we do have a beautiful backdrop today.
Yes, we do.
For this matchup, so we couldn't be happier with the ability to come out here, and Hangar 24 is hosting us here, so
yep.
It's pretty awesome. So, back to the beer. Just had to throw that in there for everybody who listens to us online. We do have listeners in the Netherlands. We do have one in Ghana, West Africa, believe it or not. Pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's really weird to say.
I think both these beers do their thing very well. They're both, you know, they both execute very well with what mm-hmm. type of double IPA they're trying to be, whether it either be the dank, earthy hop variety or mm-hmm. a citrusy hop variety. They yeah. both execute very well. So it all depends yeah. on what kind of an IPA drinker you are. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play my cards pretty close to the chest so far, just on what kind of IPAs I prefer. Anyone yeah. who listens to the show knows, though.
That's yeah. what it comes yeah. down to. It comes down to what you prefer.
I prefer a combination of both these beers. If there's a way we could hybrid these two beers together, that would probably be my ultimate IPA. Because they are very different from yeah. one another, and there are things that I really enjoy about beer A that I don't get in beer B. And there are yeah. things I really enjoy in beer B that I'm not getting in beer A.
Yeah,
so is that, absolutely. Are you saying it's you don't have a decision yet?
I'm a little up in the air.
All right.
Okay. I'm gonna give these beers their fair share of tasting. I want to make sure I get everything I can out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we definitely have more to taste. So,
beer A is getting a lot better showing than it did in its last matchup. I'll
absolutely.
That.
I was just gonna say that. So, yeah, I'm pretty close. You guys can take all the time you need. I think if you guys are ready, you let me know when.
I'm ready. I went back and forth right now. I know which
cards?
One I'm enjoying more.
What's that?
Do we have index cards?
We're going to take a quick break and then get those. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing another break.
Oh, no, we will take a brief break so we can actually, like, submit our pick, and then we're going to get an envelope letting us know what's what, and then we'll reveal that in just a minute. So you guys are there then?
I'm ready. I've got my pick.
You are too, Chris? Take all the time you need, man. We got all day. It's a beautiful day.
We still got.
I got a lot of both left up here.
You got time.
This is a lot more difficult than I thought it would be.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was at first because on the smells, but as soon as I tasted them, I was pretty sure. Well, and
we could be totally wrong. We might have to put our foot in our mouth.
Going to come down to which style do you prefer, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's what all these tournaments mm-hmm. always come down to. In the past, we've done barrel-aged stout tournaments. We've done pumpkin ale tournaments. We did a winter warmer tournament in January. These are all pretty fun. Mm-hmm. The idea came from one of the things that I advocate a lot of is to not pay so much attention to a beer label as opposed to the beer in the inside of the bottle. I think that's more important.
Aroma.
And you'd be shocked
that's
to see what
matters.
Happens when your perceptions are removed and you take that label out of the equation. It's so much more fun that way. So that's where this idea was born. And the IPA tournament last year was our first tournament that we ever did. And now we're on the second annual one. So it's pretty crazy. Tournaments are so fun and people seem to enjoy them.
You know what? You learn a lot about yourself as a beer geek when you do it like this. You learn, you know, it kind of takes your beliefs and flips them upside down.
Well, I think
I
think a lot of people should know that we're going by personal taste. We're not necessarily going by BJCP guidelines here.
Yeah.
We're not to the T with that. It's more of what we prefer as beer drinkers. And I think that's really a more honest way of doing it.
Yeah.
Because in the end, whichever beer you want to drink more of should be the better beer.
Yeah. And even if we were doing these as BJCP judges, I have had the opportunity to judge in a homebrew competition. It was actually Hangar 24's, and they do strict BJCP. Neither one of these styles, both of them are well execution of the style. So even if we did go by BJCP, that's really what it would still boil down to, because it's not like either one of these beers, they deviate from, you know, the style guidelines.
Yeah.
Right. But none of us has paper and pen in front of us. We're not dissecting it to that level.
That wouldn't be fun. Yeah. I don't think people would have fun, and I know I wouldn't have fun, and I'm here to have fun.
It would be a whole different show, and I don't think people would want to listen to that.
Absolutely. So I'm ready. Chris, are you closer?
By the time that we break and do all that, I'll be ready.
Okay, we're going to take a quick second to kind of write our votes down and then submit them so they're fair, and we'll be back in just a sec. Okay, after our judgment, I'm going to go ahead. The way this will work is we will write our votes down for which one we want to win, A or B.
Don't peek, Chris.
And then we will hand the tally up to, or the cards to our producer. She's going to show you all our votes so you guys see which ones we picked. She'll show them to us. We'll be handed an envelope that has the beers on them, and then we will reveal which one is the champion of the second annual Beer Geek Radio IPA tournament. My vote's written down.
I know I said I was ready to do this, but I'm not.
Well, you gotta be. You don't have a choice.
Damn it.
Just fold it in half. Tougher than you thought, huh?
That's good, though. I'm glad.
A lot tougher than
I
thought.
Now he knows what we felt last year.
A lot tougher than I thought.
Oh, last year, for those of you guys who were here, last year the final matchup ended up being Hangar 24's double IPA against Pliny the Elder.
Yeah.
And that ended up, Hangar 24 won in a razor-thin decision. It was so tough.
It came down to aroma.
Yeah. Like, literally the first sensation of aroma is the deciding factor because the beers were just both so excellent.
Which I don't like admitting, but I got to.
I just went back to aroma to try and help me decide.
Nice.
Did it work?
It may have.
Okay.
It may have. All right. All right. Well, let's see. See what you got.
Write your vote down, fold it in half, hand it to me, and I'll hand it to producer.
Ms. Stephanie, if you would be so kind to step up.
Okay. The votes are in, so go ahead and take a look at them and let everybody know.
Don't let us see it.
Not yet, at least.
My guess is unanimous.
Possibly. Okay, well, if your guess is unanimous, then my guess is also unanimous.
See how I did that?
All right.
I'm not guessing.
Producer Stephanie is showing the votes to the audience. All right, what is it? Let's see it. It is unanimous. Chris is correct. Yeah. It is unanimous.
I had a feeling.
Okay, so let me see the envelope, and we'll crown the winner. Okay, let's see. So the winner of the second annual Beer Geek Radio IPA tournament and still champion, Hangar 24's double IPA, has defeated Knee Deep Hoptologist.
Ow!
Congratulations, Hangar 24's double IPA is the champion again.
Hangar 24 did win again.
Unanimously.
It was unanimous again. I'm very proud of this. This is a brewery that we have in our backyard. Being based out of Rancho Cucamonga, we can come down here anytime we want. All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to congratulate Hangar 24. We do have a medal to present to somebody on the staff on behalf of the brewery for brewing this beer.
Do you guys really quick want to talk about why we picked beer?
Yeah,
beer,
that's a great idea, Chris. Since you came up with the idea, you're going to go first.
I got to say, for me, it was a really hard decision. That's why I wanted to kind of shed some info. Beer ultimately just seemed like a more balanced beer to me. It had a lot of the citrus notes that I really enjoy in double IPAs, but I also got the good hop character in there as well. I felt Beer A was a little bit more one-dimensional in the fact that most of what I got was just hop and then the malt, and I'm not a fan of malty IPAs to begin with, and that's why I wanted B.
I'm going to second Chris's word that he threw out there, and that word was balance.
Yeah.
Hangar 24's double IPA, the beer B, ended up just having a lot of citrus character that was balanced nicely with hop bitterness. I think that beer does that so very excellent. It would almost have you believe that beer is brewed with citrus, and it is not. It's just brewed with tons of hops and honey, and it's just a very well-rounded double IPA, and I tended to prefer citrusy hop varieties over the earthy, malty ones. I don't want to say that Beer A was one-dimensional, because a lot of West Coast double IPAs are just very hoppy pine explosions, and this one
it had
is
more
killer.
Going on. It if had more going on.
If that's what you prefer, then that beer is killer, but for me, my palate, the citrusy I couldn't get past was awesome.
Your guys' word was balanced. I'm going to use complex. For me, Beer B was just more complex than A. It had a little more going on. I was able to pick out and distinguish a lot more flavor out of it than I was able to with A. I don't know if I can speak for you guys on that, but for me, that was definitely a factor. And you know what? I actually enjoyed Beer A, it's been revealed.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed Hoptologist more this round than I did on the previous round.
Absolutely. And Hoptologist was a beer that was actually picked by a couple of our buddies that was a dark horse in this tournament. Chris picked Hoptologist in the very beginning, basically tastes unknown, just because it you never know. And the beer actually has won a gold medal, I think, at World Beer Conference this year, too. So yeah. It was a very worthy adversary. But in the end, Hangar 24, the double IPA, that citrus explosion that I love about this beer just was too much. And now we have a new champion, or not a new champion, still champion, second time.
Remaining champion.
Second year in a row, double IPA from Hangar 24. So,
I would say, this beer is stupid good.
It is. If you guys haven't tried it yet, go up to the bar, ask for the Hangar 24 double IPA. You will not be disappointed.
Yep.
If you like IPAs.
Yeah. Get the double IPA. So we'll be back in just a second to present the award to the, I would say, is the brewer here, I believe. And we'll shake his hand and congratulate them in just a second. Okay, as you guys heard, Hangar 24 was just victorious in our double IPA tournament, and we do have a medal to give away. I want to present it to the brewer. His name's Matt Insko. On behalf of Hangar 24, he's here to accept the gold medal for the champion in our second annual tournament. Ladies and gentlemen, give him a hand. Hangar 24, this is Matt Insko, brewer here. Congratulations, buddy. Thank you, guys. Thank you for making such an awesome beer. Thank you guys for hanging out and listening to us yammer on about beer. That's one of our funnest things to do, and hope you all enjoyed it. Once again, my name is Brad. I'm the host of Beer Geek Radio. That's Steven. Chris is around somewhere. He's right over there. And we're based out of Rancho Cucamonga. So give us a listen. We've got business cards to show you guys how you can find all the episodes, and we'll be around hanging out. So if you guys want to come up and say hi and ask us questions or whatever, you guys can do that. Feel free. So have a good day, and thanks again.